But first tonight, July the 1st traditionally sees pro and anti-China protests in Hong Kong as the city marks the day the former British colony was handed over to Beijing. This year the stakes were always going to be higher following the recent mass demonstrations over a controversial extradition bill. And as we go to air, the streets are again full of thousands of protesters. Our China correspondent Bill Birtles is in Hong Kong. Bill, we're hearing reports of protesters trying to break into a government building. What do you know of that and what's happening around you where you are now?
So, Linda, we're right next to that government building where an hour or so ago some protesters were using garbage carts to try and smash through the doors of the Legislative Council building. They were partly doing this because police, for most of the day, have backed off around this central area and allowed these young demonstrators to take over these roads. But now you have an interesting situation where hundreds of heavily armed riot police have cordoned off a space in front of the headquarters of China's military in Hong Kong. You have probably about 80 metres between them and the line of protesters. And coming from a separate part of Hong Kong Island, you have hundreds of thousands, possibly a million or more demonstrators doing a peaceful march. They've decided in the past few minutes that they're going to converge here at this government building too.
And what's at the heart of the protests on today's 22nd anniversary of the end of British rule?
Well, there's still a lot of anger over this extradition plan that Carrie Lam, the chief executive, has been pushing. Even though she, a couple of weeks ago, indefinitely delayed that plan, the fact that she still is refusing to withdraw it fully is causing anger. There's a huge amount of distrust of police here at the moment because of the alleged heavy-handed tactics they used to suppress previous protests. And I think more generally, there is just a feeling that Beijing has little by little been chipping away at the freedom it promised Hong Kong when it took control from Britain back in 1997.
And among the protesters there today, I know you spoke to one whose name is Jeffrey. He flew in from Sydney to protest. Let's have a listen.
Just 22 years. Today is the anniversary of 22 years since we hand over back to China. And we're losing our dignity. We're losing our character because all the government people or lawmakers are pro-Beijing. And if the kids not coming out to fight for it, we will lose in another 5-10 years. You know, they're talking about 50 years, one country, two systems, but I reckon in less than 30 years, we lose everything.
Yeah. Protester Jeffrey, who'd flown into Hong Kong from Sydney to join those protests today. This morning, after a formal flag-raising ceremony, the city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, appeared to strike a slightly conciliatory tone when she referred to the protests earlier this month.
After this incident, I will learn the lesson and ensure that the government's future work will be closer and more responsive to the aspirations, sentiments and opinions of the community. The first and most basic step to take is to change the government's style of governance to make it more open and accommodating.
Carrie Lam there. Bill Birtles, how do you interpret those words and how do you think they'll be received by the crowds?
Well, Linda, Carrie Lam for a couple of weeks now has been trying to strike a tone of humility, saying she will listen more to the protesters, she will consult more with Hong Kong's younger generation. But what she's not doing is withdrawing the extradition legislation. That's the key demand. Also, too, she isn't triggering an independent investigation of police. So I doubt what she said today will placate these demonstrators. Perhaps, though, it was symbolic that she was saying this at an event that was supposed to be a celebration of Beijing's for Beijing. The fact that she was striking a chord of humility perhaps is very symbolic on this day that China regards as very auspicious.
Okay, thanks very much, Bill. Bill Birtles, our China correspondent in Hong Kong.